This practice is called loving kindness for a loved one. Allow yourself to settle, finding a comfortable position, either sitting up or lying down. And if you'd like, putting a hand over your heart, or maybe there's another soothing location that feels comforting for you. And taking in that gentle touch of your hand on your body. And letting this serve as a reminder to bring not only awareness, but a loving awareness to your experience and to yourself. We're going to begin by just taking some gentle, easy breaths in and out. Feeling your body settle on the exhale. And perhaps releasing any unnecessary tension or tightness that may be living in the body or the mind. Inviting your breath to just fall back on its natural, normal pattern. Just letting your attention expand to your whole body, just feeling the position that your body is in, perhaps the places of contact where your body meets the floor or the chair. And now I want you to bring to mind a person or other living being who naturally makes you smile. Someone with whom you have an easy, uncomplicated relationship. This could be a child, a grandparent. It can even be a pet, your cat, or your dog. Whomever naturally brings happiness to your heart. If many people or other living beings arise, just choose one for this practice. Letting yourself feel what it's like to be in that being's presence. Allowing yourself to enjoy the good company. And as you do so, create a vivid image of this being in your mind's eye. And now recognize how much this being wishes to be happy and free from suffering, just like you and every other living being. Repeating softly and gently, feeling the importance of your words. May you be happy. May you be peaceful. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be happy. May you be peaceful. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. You can use your own words to capture your deepest wish for your loved one, or continue to repeat these phrases. May you be happy. May you be peaceful. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. When you notice that your mind has wandered, returning to the words and the image of the loved one you have in your mind, savoring any warm feelings that may arise, taking your time. And now, as you have this image of your loved one in your mind, I want you to add yourself to your circle of goodwill, creating an image of yourself in the presence of your loved one, visualizing you both together. May we be happy. May we be peaceful. May we be healthy. And may we live with ease. Keeping that image of the two of you together in your mind, and once again extending these phrases. May we be happy. May we be peaceful. May we be healthy. May we live with ease. May we be happy. May we be peaceful. May we be healthy. May we live with ease. And now, letting go of the image of your loved one, perhaps thanking your loved one before moving on. And now letting the full focus of your attention rest directly on yourself. Putting your hand over your heart or elsewhere on the body. feeling the warmth and the gentle pressure of your hand against your body. And visualizing your whole body in your mind's eye. Noticing any stress or uneasiness that may be lingering within. And gently beginning to offer yourself these phrases. May I be happy. May I be peaceful. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. Making space for whatever feelings arise, whether they're feelings of warmth toward yourself, neutral feelings, or maybe a harshness that arises. Just making space for whatever is there while offering yourself these warm intentions. May I be happy. May I be peaceful. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. Giving yourself the liberty to adjust the phrases as you see fit to capture your deepest wishes for yourself. May I be happy. May I be peaceful. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. And finally, just allowing that image of yourself to go away and letting your attention be back in the body. And perhaps anchor your attention in your breath, just taking a few deep breaths, allowing your attention to just rest quietly in your body. Feeling the breath moving in and out. Feeling those contact points of your body with the chair or the floor, the bed. Letting yourself be as you are. And letting this practice be what it was. Practicing accepting your experience exactly as it is. And then whenever you're ready, slowly and gently letting your eyes open.